Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the great big vast world of ours. This is Purpose Talk Radio, and I am your host, Cindy Freeman. Today is Friday, March 8th, 2019, celebrating International Women's Day. The song you just heard is by True Trinity. It's called I Am Who I Am. The vocalist on that is Jillian Clark, the writers Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. So Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you on Fridays, noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the U.K., to discuss topics of living your purpose and finding positivity in your life. On this International Women's Day, that is exactly what we are doing for women. We are celebrating the social, economic, political, personal greatness that women are. And men, you get your day on November 19th, so we're not going to shift you out of this. But today we are going to focus on women and their attributes and their accomplishments, and what this all means. Now, for some, it's more political. For some, it's more success in your business. For some, it's economic, coming out of the throes of poverty or whatever. And whatever that means to you is what we are celebrating today. So, in essence, it is global. It also celebrates the cultural achievements of women. So basically, it's a call to action. Now, you know what? The thing is, this is not just a one-day event. It really is for the whole year, and this is kind of a kickoff. And this year, the theme, I didn't realize until I went hunting this for this show, that every year there is a theme. And this year it's called Balance for Better. So we're working with that. And, exactly, it is the balance among genders, the cultures, the economic aspects of our life every day. And not one-upmanship and not trying to see who's better. We invite men to be a part of this and help express the gaps that might be in the balance, all live in harmony together, have a better working world. We've seen a lot of women stepping forward this year, and the last couple of years, actually, with the marches for peace, with the marches for equity and trying to get to vote. It's unifying our entire direction as it works for women. It's more of a business issue than it is anything else. Not just a women's issue. And I'm looking at my phone, that's how I'm called in here, and it's dropping quickly on the percentage, and I don't know why. So I hope I can continue this show. If not, I may end up redoing it later today or something, and seeing how we can do this. And that would be unfortunate, at this point, because I don't want to do that. Maybe I can delete some things on the phone and shut down some things that don't belong here. Anyway, so what we're looking at, I'd like to have some folks participate in this show. If you can call in, 347-205-9074, and 347-205-9074. You can chat with us via the chat room on the bottom of the show page. And I've just found out that my connection, like, has been disconnected, so I don't know how that's going to work. We'll see if this is actually broadcasting. Anyway, so, boy, we've got a whole lot of issues going on here with tech today. This is not very good at all. Anyway, so you can join us at the chat room on the bottom of the page. You also can join us via Skype. Anyway, so what is this all about? Why do we, you know, look for this balance? And try to discover this, you know, because there are things that women and men can do the same, you know. We can be politically active. We can vote. I want to tell you one of the things that it really interested me in all of this research was, you know, over the years, men have been able to vote in various countries, and women have been delayed by this. And I'm only going to touch on this political piece for a little bit. New Zealand was basically the first country that allowed in 1893. We know the United States allowed women to vote in 1920, where I am right now. I don't know if folks realize it, but there are countries that aren't still, to this day, do not allow women to vote. What is the most recent one actually has been Saudi Arabia, and that was not until 2011. That they allowed their women to vote. Some of the Middle Eastern countries still don't allow them. And so that's kind of a touchy area for a lot of folks. So what happens in the patriarchal countries, of course, then, is that in doing that, that does limit any single family homes there might be. It does limit people where there is, you know, whether their families are individual or whether they have careers. It really doesn't matter. Whether they have children or not have children, hello, or whether they're just single by themselves. So, they don't have as much say in what the issues are. And, you know, and for those countries, maybe it does work. Maybe it does work. For some other countries, I don't think it does. So why am I kind of running this, joining in this campaign today? And what does International Women's Day really mean? So it, in general, it allows women to join together in a women and men, again, in a solidarity. So we look back. One of my favorite journalists from history, feminist journalist actually, was Gloria Steinem. Is still is. And at one point, she said, the story of women's struggle for equality belongs to no single feminist nor any one organization about human rights. And that's why Purpose Talk Radio celebrates with this Balance for Better movement on International Women's Day. We want to make a positive difference. We don't want to discuss what isn't happening. We want to discuss what we'd like to have happen to have a more positive balance. It's kind of interesting what the website is asking women to do. The InternationalWomen'sDay.com website is asking women to submit photos of themselves with their hands out and open. What I call, you know, is a sign of peace and openness. That open-handed gesture for everyone is often equated to peace, understanding, acceptance. For many, it is meditation and a time when they will, when you allow yourself to be open to a divine spirit. So as I look at that, it says to me that folks who are willing to submit those photos and willing to do that and express that peace right now with others on International Women's Day, it's allowing them to be open to others on this day. You know, it's allowing them to say, hey, look, folks, this is where I am. This is where I'm willing to be in the world. It's me right now, right here. This is me. And yet, it's an openness to finding out what others have to say, finding out what they have to do and how they feel in their world. And it's a way of connecting to others. In an expression of openness. Simple as that. You know, as we look at this generation that's coming up through high school, through college, they have been described as being a very generation. They are minimalists. For the most part, they take life as it comes to them. Now, some people say that they don't really care about anything, where others say, hey, look, wait a minute. No, they're the ones that care about a lot. They're the ones who, when it comes to issues, they want peace. They want understanding. They don't want this diversity and division that comes between people. So, you know, I invite people to be a part of this movement. I invite you to take on an active role for International Women's Day. We may cover this a little bit more next week if I end up getting cut off on this, to be honest with you. And, you know, I'd like women to, in general, share who they are with one another. I invite you this week to go out, preferably today even, to go meet with two women and share with them what you think makes them great. And I also want you to allow them to share with you what makes you great. But I also want you to be able to acknowledge your greatness in the world. And in doing that, be able to look for this balance and this peace among everything that's going on. You know, there's some countries that are battling. There are countries that, you know, there are a lot of things going on that we don't want to have happening, period. I refuse to go into the negativity of it. I want to only have us share the good parts of who we are. What have you done in your life that makes you great? And at the same time, in that discussion of your group, I would invite you to think about what you individually and collectively can do to better help balance this world right now, to better balance the gender, economically, racially, ethnically. As we move forward through this next year. Because as I said, it is a full year campaign. It's not just a once and a one day event. That just, it doesn't make it worth the energy, I guess, for some things. International Women's Day really didn't become acknowledged. It wasn't there until 1975 that it was acknowledged by the by all nations, by the United Nations. Even though it had been celebrated since the early 1900s in various areas of the world. Yeah. So, you know, as we do this, again, share with the folks around you. I started saying, excuse me, that, you know, this started back really kind of in, it really started back in 1909 when the Socialist Party acknowledged a Women's Day. But that was on February 28th back in New York. The Socialist Women's Conference then suggested that the Women's Day be an annual event. And so somewhere along the way, you know, we looked at that after, you know, women gained the rights to vote in Russia. They chose the May 8th. And it's predominantly been celebrated, interestingly, by socialist and communist countries. And like I said, it became acknowledged by the United Nations in 1975. But we don't want it to be protest. We want it to be acknowledgement and sharing. And so I invite you to do that with your friends, your family, and those around you. And each country has a different way of doing it sometimes. And that's okay. Just do what you can and be a part of it. I invite you for that. So, you know, this show's going to be short, sweet, and simple today. The affirmation for today. You can come join us if you have Facebook at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, and we can talk about this some more. You can send me an email at cindy@purposetalkradio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at purposetalkradio.com. If you'd like to discuss this, please share the link for this show with your friends and family. Please share at those places, you know, what you did, how you discussed with your friends, your family, those people, those two other women you met with. And yes, guys, you can do this. I invite you to tell the women in your life about their greatness as well. And we'll get to you on November 19th, thereabouts, when the show is. And we can all talk about, you know, that kind of thing as well then for the men and how their balance impacts the world. and anything that you can do to help promote the balance will be welcome. I'm trying to get a little more of the history. I've got a moment or two here. The phone is still working on things. The Red Cross has been very much involved in this. A group called Empower Rural Women and Hunger and Poverty has been involved. The International Women's Day, as we've said, has been part of this. Women Changing the World has been part of this. I've got several friends involved in that and doing some things internationally to help better women and girls in countries where they are, for folks are not as able to express themselves. So I'm seeing, interesting, the UN has a little bit different theme for this International Women's Day. And that one is Think Equal, Build Smart, Innovate for Change. Again, it's Think Equal, Build Smart, Innovate for Change. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make that part of our affirmation today, because I like leaving folks with affirmations. So today it's going to be, I think equal, I build smart, I am an innovation for change. So again, it's I think equal, I build smart, I am an innovation for change. And you can find it on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook group. It's really all I'm going to have for you today. That's kind of interesting. I thought I had a whole lot more stuff. But, you know, the realization is it's all up to each of us individually. There's a Women's Day song here, and I'm going to try and play this. And hope that it comes across for you well enough. I don't have the copyright on this, so I don't honestly know if it's going to be allowed on the show or if it's going to come across later and be a problem. Let's see if we can play this or not. It may not play well enough. But I'll tell you what, it's on YouTube. If you look up International Day.
There are some people in the world who don't know what a woman is. Some people have never even seen a woman. So for those of you who are a bit confused, we're going to tell you some neat facts about women.
We'll just start it right there. But it's International, celebrate International Women's Day with Flo and Joan. So you can look that up on YouTube. And you can find a little bit more about that. And I'll put the link in the group page as well. So, okay, until next week, I'm going to close with the Purpose Talk Radio theme song. Again, which is I Am Who I Am. I would like to have changed, done with that other one, but it didn't quite work. And until next week or next time. Again, if you'd like to contact me to be a guest on our show or have some comments about the show, you can do so at cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. And until next time, I wish you all being a balance for better. Thanks for listening.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.